The European Central Bank could deliver a bigger than expected rate rise today, but that could cause an economic headache for Southern Europe. Live from Athens, Greece, I'm Victoria Craig with a special edition of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. In just a few hours, the ECB will raise interest rates for the first time in 11 years. Last month, in an unprecedented move, Chief Christine Lagarde said the increase would be by at least a quarter percentage point. Now, though, some reports are suggesting it could be by half a percentage point. Policymakers are growing increasingly worried about the rising cost of living across the 19-country eurozone. Higher interest rates then would help that problem, but it will also cool economic growth and make it more expensive for governments to pay off their debts. Some economists then fear if the ECB does nothing to ease the burden on heavily indebted southern European countries like Greece, they could tip into recession or worse. While the Greek government has made reforms since its catastrophic debt crisis in the early 2010s, the shadow of the pain it caused still looms large. Maralina Giorgantzi was one of thousands who participated in protests during those years. She takes us back to Syntagma Square in front of Parliament and describes what compelled her to start speaking out.
It was one moment in the city that I don't think it can be relieved like that easily. Like, everything was like a balloon that explodes. People had all these things gathered inside, and I think it was like just putting on fire something already ready to be burned. I mean, you can't imagine how different it was to see this city like...
This is tear gas being fired at very angry demonstrators in the heart of Athens. Tear gas and stun grenades. These are coming very close to where we are now. As the crowds are pushed back from the street.
There is a specific way that all the marches are following. So they usually start from a place that we cannot see now, straight down that road, and they go down, and they turn from here, and they make this round, and they end up in front of the parliament.
But now, the anger of the crowd is intense. This time it feels slightly different. This time it feels that the whole crowd feels angry with the police, and of course, the Greek police are the symbol of authority to the Greek state, because these people are angry with the Greek state.
I don't think that people were so personal, thinking like, my future is getting destroyed. I think it was mostly about what is happening. This is like a board game that Europe has now, like making bets on Greece in order to facilitate, and then we create pigs, and then we create more crises. Okay, we see that this is like an everyday reality for many countries outside of Europe, but I think we were feeling like we don't have a strong voice. It's just that we are part of a game.
Nearly 10 years of austerity, the price Greeks will pay for the latest Eurozone bailout worth 130 billion euros.
I don't really know how to judge a success. If we're going to say that they changed really something, they didn't.
That's Maralina Giorgantzi taking us back through Syntagma Square there. Well, Greece formally exited its third bailout program in 2018. And while the government has implemented a number of reforms, the question remains, are they enough to provide a cushion against another severe economic downturn? For the answer to that question, I spoke to economist Miranda Zaffa, who has served on the IMF executive board and now owns her own consultancy here in Athens.
Well, Greece has gone through 8 years of efforts to adjust to lower levels of borrowing and lower deficits. The legacy of that period is a very high public debt level that reached 200% of GDP during the pandemic. And the other legacy is a very high level of non-performing assets in the banking system. So Greece is still trying to work through these two remaining legacies of the crisis, but it has rebounded strongly from the pandemic and is expected to grow this year at around 3.5%.
Has the economy recovered, is it fair to say, from the debt crisis, or there are still structural issues that need to be addressed?
There are structural issues. But on the debt side, there are a number of mitigating factors, even though the debt is very, very high. At the same time, its maturity is very long. also the average interest rate is quite low. It's around 2%. Greece has a very big cash cushion, more than 30 billion. So that provides comfort to investors that it can meet debt service payments for at least 2 years without borrowing.
What is the effect of the ECB's expected interest rate rise? There's been increasing concern among investors that higher rates could trigger another debt crisis among southern European countries. Is that something that you're concerned about with Greece?
Well, the market is always forward-looking. So the market already has discounted the ECB rate hikes. Having said that, there is a risk that if the war in Ukraine continues for a long time, if the pressures in the energy market continue for a long time, then there is a risk that monetary tightening combined with global risk aversion might cause Greece's borrowing costs to go up much more, and it would rekindle concerns about debt sustainability in Greece.
Miranda Zaffa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, that highly anticipated European Central Bank decision is due out at 8:15 Eastern Time. We'll have updates on Marketplace throughout the morning, and you can always find on Twitter at Victoria Craig. For now, though, that is all from us here in Athens, Greece, with producers Stephen Ryan and Dimitris Zivopoulos. I'm Victoria Craig, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.